Hi, I'm Ryan Veeder, and I have a problem with Star Trek. In the Next Generation episode, Parallels, Worf returns from the Bat'leth tournament and reveals in his personal log that he won champion standing, and you, the viewer, are happy for him, because even if you don't know what Bat'leth is, you know that winning champion standing means something. Specifically, it means that Worf is the best at Bat'leth, which makes sense because we all know that Worf is just the best in general. Later in the episode, it turns out that because of quantum flux in Worf's cellular RNA, Worf is flipping and flopping between multiple quantum realities, including one in which Picard is dead, and even worse, Worf only got 9th place in the Bat'leth tournament. 9th place means that 8 different Klingons were better than Worf at Bat'leth, which is unthinkable. So Data, the robot guy, pulls up the big board and explains the whole quantum timeline thing, where the universe is constantly splitting into infinite possible parallel universes, like when Jeff threw the die to decide who should get the pizza. But this doesn't just happen when you throw dice around. This is happening literally all the time, which means there's a universe where Worf got 8th place and the 10th place, and a universe where Worf died in the tournament and now he's a ghost, and so on and so on. And this is stupid for a couple of reasons. The first reason is it makes time travel stories make even less sense, but I won't get into that. The second reason is Worf is really cool. Like I said, it makes sense that he won the Bat'leth tournament because he's fantastic. But when you decide that there are all these other timelines out there and they contain a bunch of sucky Worfs, you're telling me the fact that my Worf is so great is just an accident. None of his victories count because there are equally valid universes where Worf failed, which means I have no reason to care about what happens to Worf or anybody on the Enterprise. So to appreciate Star Trek The Next Generation, I kind of have to ignore this particular episode, which is a shame because it's hilarious. And there are other science fiction thingies out there that undermine themselves by incorporating the same general theory, which, by the way, is just as horrible and depressing if you think it applies to real life. So what I'm saying is, for your science fiction story to make any sense or mean anything as a story, you have to stick to countably many timelines. That's all.